I get this question a lot. What is public health? I've learned that public health is so many different things. It is a small version of OSHA meets the CDC meets emergency management.
I'm Joe C. Mandel, and welcome to Raven Conversation. And today I'm joined by the man with a rhyming name, Tech Sergeant Jabari Gwari, with the 194th Medical Group up the hill here on Camp Murray. You're in public health.
Yes, sir.
So he's going to talk about what he does in the Guard, how he got into it, and just kind of share some of the things he likes about the job. So thanks, Jabari, for coming on.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah. So intro background on yourself.
Intro background. Well, the year was 1987.
Love it.
It was a good year. I got evicted from my apartment of 9 months that year. It was a tough time for me. I cried a lot. So I got into the military kind of older. I mean, I went to basic training with a guy who was 17 years old, and I was pretty jealous of that because I got in when I was 25 years old. So by the time he's my age, he would be retired, basically, right? So that was pretty cool. But I had one kid when I got into the military, one on the way. I went to basic training, and when I went to the recruiter's office, they asked me, and they're like, hey, what do you like to do? Like, what's your thing? And I'm like, just the military. You tell me whatever you want me to do. They're like, do you like fixing things? And I knew immediately. And immediately
what
that
means. You're going to be a
mechanic. Oh, yeah. They're like, do you like fixing things? I was like, no, I don't like. And I love fixing things, but I knew better, right? So they're like, okay, not a mechanic. And I was like, okay, cool. And they're like, how do you feel about camping? And I was like, I know where this is going.
It's
going
to be the infantry.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, no, good on camping. Even though I love camping. And then he said, what about public health? And I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. It's like a medical group thing. And so it was just kind of luck of the draw that it ended up in the medical field. And that's how I got there.
Well, that was easy. How'd you learn about the Guard?
I learned about the Guard. Well, I was active duty for 5 years. I was stationed at Tyndall Air Force Base, Florida. That is still kind of there. Got hit off the map when the tornado came through with a hurricane some years ago. We had a reserve unit, I believe, upstairs of the medical group, and they were talking about how they got into their respective fields, and I had no idea what the Guard or the reserves were at all. It didn't like make sense to me. And they were explaining it to me that you could go to the state you wanted and kind of do this part-time thing, and I was like, oh, that sounded really interesting. And so I was like, I kind of want to make a change. And I was like, well, let's hear about the Guard. So I called the Guard recruiter, and it kind of explained it to me. And I said, very cool. I used the Palace Chase program to finish out my enlistment here at the 194th. And then I re-enlisted later.
Yeah. So were you from Washington originally and then decided to be here, or just picked a place and said, hey, I want to go to Washington?
No, I'm not from Washington. I'm from the best state ever, Texas. And I came to Washington, never been here before.
Yeah.
And the reason why I came here is because I heard that it was really good for small business. So when I came, I had this original idea of starting a small business in Seattle. That did not work out, but that's okay. It was a very interesting experience for me. But when I got here from Texas to Florida to Washington, wow, it's so different.
What was the small business?
The small business was a men's clothing store.
Okay.
Yeah, it was up there in Seattle, ran it for about a year. And when I got out of it, it was actually a really good thing because COVID hit just a couple years later. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that was perfect timing.
Yeah. So talk about what you do at the 194th Med Group, public health. What, for somebody in the Army, I have no clue what that means, right? I'm also not in the medical field. So what is public health and what do you guys do at the 194th?
You know, I get this question a lot. What is public health? And I've learned that public health is so many different things, it's hard to really narrow it down to one exact thing. But the best way of describing public health is that it is a small version of OSHA meets the CDC, meets like emergency management, right? Like FEMA.
Yeah.
So what we do is lots of different things. We're looking at natural disasters. We're looking at industrial hygiene. We're looking at food safety, water safety, people safety. We have travel medicine. Are people able to do their jobs, medical clearances? I mean, there's all sorts of things in public health. It's basically what affects your health, and let's work on that. Which, if you think about it, is kind of everything.
Yeah.
Right. But public health is a lot about prevention, though. So we're looking at doctors and nurses for like a reactive thing. We're looking at public health for a prevention thing. So it's really hard to quantify, but I would like to think that we're saving the world one washed hand at a time, you know?
Yeah. See, you probably never heard the Wash Your Hansington song. You know, when you're kids, you learn about it. When you live in Washington, they want you to wash your hands.
And I do not know the maybe. We'll find, I can hear find it
YouTube,
right now.
Find it on YouTube. Maybe. Right? Wash your Hansington. So what do you like about public health? What is like that thing that kind of drew you to it?
You know, it's a good question. It started off just as the job. They gave me public health. I showed up in Air Force land. They said, you're now a public health apprentice. Go. And I said, cool. But I realized because of how varied it is, that there's so many things you can kind of get into. And it all revolves around one thing, which is helping people stay safe, which I like and I'm really good at. But it's also a very kind of – it meets a meticulous job of making sure these processes are complete. But it's also a people job because you're dealing directly with your patients all the time. And so that's what I like about it. It's like it's a people job. We're keeping them safe, but you can also get into the weeds of policy and procedure and all the things that kind of go along with like taking care of a few hundred to a few thousand people.
Yeah. So one of those questions during the pandemic response, did you guys have any kind of role that you were part of that really kind of focused on making sure guardsmen were safe while they were out there doing the job?
Oh, absolutely. I think I went from one random guy in an office to like a rock star overnight. You know, the pandemic rolled around. They're like, a pandemic. What do we need for a pandemic? Oh, public health. We need those guys. And my phone was, I had, you know, 06 is calling me like, oh, this is Commander so-and-so. I'm like, okay. What do we do? And so the public health office really had a big hand in making sure the 194th people were doing things safely. Not just the wing were doing things safely. Yeah. And the 194th wing at that time were doing a lot of shot lines and like food banks and all these things to help the community. So as public health, we had to make sure that our people out there in the world were staying safe.
Yeah. So kind of for anybody interested in the public health world, what do they need to know before they ever jump into a job in the Air Force in public health?
What do they need to know? I think first and foremost, when it comes to any military job, it's you have to really want to do it. You know what I mean? Understanding the job is one thing, but when you get into it, if it's not for you, if it's not a good fit, I would say don't do that job. Now, obviously, being in the military, you may not have a choice. However, I've worked with people that it just wasn't a good fit for them. They didn't really care about the patient, about the person. Like I said before, this is a person-centered job. It's to keep people safe. So if it's not your thing, if it's not where your heart is, do something else. The other thing is, it's what you make it. Yeah. You know, there's so many things you can do, and if you kind of want to say, oh well, I don't know where I fit, and maybe I don't, you know, have a huge passion about something, then no big deal. But if you're like all really gung ho about it, the sky's the limit. Some things you could do with it.
Nice. Any aspirations to do it outside the guard ever? Or kind of already started that process, or?
Well, that's a good question. A couple years ago, maybe a few years now, I went for a day at the King County Public Health Office, and I did like a day with them with one of my friends who was also public health, but they're public health for King County. Mm-hmm. And I did this whole walkabout with what they did, and it was kind of insane, right? Because the military population is so different than the regular civilian population. So we're going to these, like, so food safety, for example. I do food safety and inspections for, like, the things that affect the military. But we're going to these random bars and, like, dive bars and in, like, the heart of Seattle. Wow, so different, different. I mean, the standards are the same, but the people are very different. So we're seeing things like, oh, that's terrible. It was just a lot of things going on. So it was that moment I said, okay, I'm not going to do this outside.
Like an episode of Bar Rescue where you walk in and there's like food particles.
Yes, it was just everywhere. It's not great at all. And so I said, okay, I'm not going to do public health on the outside of the military. So once I retire from the military, I'll hang up my public health hat and probably do something else.
What would you like to do?
I'm thinking about going to couples therapy. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of another part of public health, pretty much right there.
It's helping people. Yeah.
That is true. Anything else you want to throw out there? Anything you want to talk about?
Ooh, let's see.
I do have to ask about the Batman rings you got going on.
I do have two Batman rings. Big fan of Batman.
Okay.
You know, I have this actually.
We talked Marvel yesterday, and today we're talking DC. So.
We're talking DC now. So I have this Batman wallet. This wallet is probably older than you are, sir.
Oh, wow.
This is I got this when I was a little kid at the Warner Brothers store in Houston, Texas, at the Galleria. The Warner Brothers store does not exist anymore. It, closed down years ago. But they had this wallet there that a Batman one and a Superman one. It was $12. And I didn't have enough money because I was a kid and couldn't work yet, apparently. And I saved up all my money, and I bought this Batman wallet, and I put it in my pocket. I was so proud to have a wallet for no reason for the money that I didn't have. And I put it in my pocket, and it wouldn't fit because my pocket was too small.
Yeah, because you're a kid.
Because I was a kid, right? And so I was so disappointed, and I put the wallet in my drawer. And I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Years later, we're talking a decade later, I find it. I'm a teenager at this point. I'm like 16, 17 years old. And I opened up my drawer, and I'm digging around for something, and I find this wallet. And I'm like, oh, the wallet. Oh, my God. I still have this thing. And I put my money in it. And immediately, I'm like, this is my wallet. And I was so proud of myself for having kept it, and it kind of brought back a lot of nostalgia. And I've had this wallet ever since.
That's an awesome story.
I was 9, so now I'm 37 years old. So, and then the Batman rings. I just love Batman. You should see my office. I have a whole Batman shrine there. I like the rings for a simple reason. One, Batman's great. But two, it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah.
I was at a physical therapy appointment, and my physical therapist had a Batman ring on. And I was like, Batman ring? Batman ring. We just kind of like, yay, Batman. And we had a great little connection about that, so it was really fun.
Yeah, I've got the different Captain Americas. I've got a Steve Rogers Captain America, a Sam Wilson Captain America. But then I also have a John Walker U.S. agent in there. And that's always a conversation starter with people because they're like, oh, which one's your favorite? And I'm like, well, it kind of depends on the day. So it's just different character for each of them. They all had a different personality. And they brought to the mantle of Captain America in some ways. So
is Captain America your favorite?
Yeah. So I would say of all the comic book characters, Captain America has always been my favorite. I find myself collecting more Captain America stuff than anybody else. I grew up as an X-Men fan, right? Like probably every kid that was a 80s kid that grew up in the 90s.
Yes, sir. That didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. So anything else you want to add?
You know, we'll add this. There is a show you can watch. It's called Death Battle. And it takes two fictional characters and it puts them against each other. And it looks at their stats, looks at their abilities, all those things. And they have this like simulated animated fight between them. One episode is Captain America versus Batman.
Ooh.
Ooh. And you're going to have to watch the episode to see who wins. I already know who wins. It's Batman. But that way you can kind of get an idea of all the cool things about it.
So, no, I appreciate coming on, Javari, and sharing some of your public health knowledge. It sounds like a really interesting career field. And probably somebody out there is going to watch this and be like, man, I really want to be in public health. And that guy's easy to work with.
Super easy guy to work with. Hey, we have an opening in public health right now.
There you go, guys.
At the 194th Wing. Come find me. We're always looking for good people.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. If you're interested in joining the unit, we'll definitely throw the recruiting information in the notes. You can say, hey, I'm interested in being in public health. If you have any other questions about the job, we can put that in the notes. We can ask and get some information in there. If you like the video, give it a like and make sure to subscribe for future videos.
All right. I appreciate you coming. Thank you.